Sally Pipes is with us, president of Pacific Research Institute. And Sally, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for all the work that you do.
Well, you're welcome. There's a lot to do. It's never a never-ending...
The fight for liberty is eternal and never ends, right?
Exactly.
You bet. Now, you are president or CEO of Pacific Research Institute since 1991, and you've got several books out on healthcare, but your two about Obamacare have to do with how we can repeal and replace Obamacare, and then the 10 top problems of Obamacare. We all kind of know, but let me ask from someone who's in the field, what are the biggest problems with Obamacare? Because the president told us this was going to work and save us money. We could use our own doctor. It was going to be great, provide coverage for 30 million uninsured. This was the solution to our problems.
Right. Well, the president was the first president in 100 years to get health care reform through, and he did so on March 23rd, 2010. The legislation is just over 3 years old. He promised us universal coverage and to bend the cost curve down. And we know that neither of those goals will be achieved. We'll still have, with the Medicaid expansion, the subsidies, we'll still have about 30 million Americans uninsured in 2016, which is a large number. And the cost, he wanted a law that cost $900 billion over 10 years. The CBO costed the legislation out at $940 billion. Well, they just came out a couple of months ago and said already Obamacare is costing $1.8 trillion. So when it comes into full implementation next year in 2014, the decade 2014 to 2023, I think we're going to see healthcare costs in the neighborhood of about $2.7, $2.8 trillion. So we're not achieving what he wanted. The big things today are, of course, on July the 2nd, when he announced that the employer mandate was going to be delayed from January 1, 2014 for 1 year. Then the House voted for the delay, and they also voted for a delay on the individual mandate. The big issue, I think, is the exchanges, which are supposed to open on October 1st.
Sally, if we look back at the history of Medicaid and Medicare, and I'm not arguing for or against those programs, I just want to make an empirical observation. Is it not true that the initial cost estimates were exceeded by 300%, 400%, 500%, 600% when they said this only costs us? So this is something that's not new to government healthcare programs, right?
Right. Well, when Medicare came in 1965, of course, the person lived on average to age 65. Today, they live to 79. When Medicare came in under Lyndon Johnson, they predicted it would cost $3 billion in the first year and $12 billion by 1990. Well, in 1990, Medicare cost $110 billion. So even the estimate that I'm giving about the cost of Obamacare will probably be a lot more, because no government program, as you know, ever costs what the politicos say that it will cost. It's a way to get people to buy in. And, of course, Obama is having a hard time getting young people to buy into the concept of, you know, signing up for the exchanges on October 1st.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of these young people are going to pay the individual mandate penalty of $95 rather than spending, you know, anywhere from $200 and up a month on health care.
Sally, was Obamacare designed to go bad from the beginning so that there could be a single-payer system instituted?
Well, I think that was the president. I think that's the president's main goal. You know, before he became president, he gave several speeches talking about the fact that a single-payer system was what he ultimately wanted. And so I think, you know, this is what he wanted. I think this is what will happen. If you look at Obamacare and you look at the exchanges and how many insurance companies are not going to participate in the exchanges here in California, under Covered California, United Health, the nation's largest insurer, Aetna and Cigna didn't even enter the race to try to get into Covered California. But not only did they not enter it, Aetna and United are not even going to participate in the individual market in California starting next year. So I think, you know, with the fact that the administration is trying to get the football stars, basketball stars, movie stars to promote enrollment. I mean, the reason is because they know the young people are going to pay that individual mandate penalty, $95. And so the exchanges will be full of older people who are sicker, and it's going to push up the cost of health care tremendously. And insurance companies, you know, won't be able to spread that risk with young people being in the pool. And so this will ultimately lead to more insurers getting out of the market. And then the president will say, well, you know, we tried competition, it didn't work, and therefore the only solution is a Canadian-style Medicare for All program, which will be a disaster just like it is in Canada with long wait, ration care and lack of access to the latest technology.
If you're healthy, it'll work great, but if you're not, it won't, right?
Right, exactly. Right, and so when people are polled, you know, if you don't have to use the system in Canada, it's fine. But when you have to get a specialist, that's when the waits appear, and that's when the Canadian people, a lot of them come to the United States and pay out of pocket for treatments that they're on a list too long.
I have heard, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I have heard that one of the reasons the IRS is being used to run this program is that their intent is to deduct this fee from your tax refund. There's no sending you a bill. There's no trying to collect $95 or, in some cases, up to a couple of $100. They'll just take it out of your tax refund. And if that's true, does that mean if I fix my withholding so I don't get a refund, they can't collect the money?
Well, of course, I mean, this will be for those people who cannot show on their tax return that they have insurance. So it'll be interesting to see, and I think a lot of them will be these young people. And so you'll pay that to the IRS when you submit your tax return. But if you don't, I mean, this will be interesting to see. Are they going to take it out of a rebate if you're going to get one? Are they going to garnish you wages if you're, right, if you're employed? It's going to be very, very interesting. But the thing is that a lot of the new employees have been hired by the federal government for the IRS to monitor people's tax returns to see whether they have coverage or not. So this is adding also to the tremendous cost of Obamacare.
Senator Mike Lee has talked about defunding Obamacare, talking about a Senate vote coming up in September when they talk about extending the debt ceiling and funding the government for next year, that he may try and force a vote to defund Obamacare. Your thoughts on that and the best way to get rid of this monstrosity?
Well, I mean, defunding is certainly one aspect, and the two things that, you know, that could be defunded. One is this giant Medicaid expansion, where, you know, 12 million people are going to be added to the rolls of the insured through the Medicaid expansion. The second is the subsidy. Anyone who, in this country, who earns between 133% and 400% of the federal poverty level will be subject to, will be able to apply for a subsidy on a rate that goes down according to as your income goes up. But 400% of the FPL is very high. Even in Massachusetts, it's only 300%. So those are two areas where, you know, they could vote to defund. I think defunding is one. Repealing parts of the law, which several Democrats support, the medical device tax at 2.3%, which went into effect this year, the IPAB, the Independent Payment Advisory Board, which hasn't gone anywhere yet, but I think which will control costs on Medicare. Those are some things that can be done now. I support
Sally,
full repeal.
Me too. And we're up against the clock. Thank you for all you do. We're going to repeal this thing, I hope. Thank you, Sally Pipes. This is Kirby 657. We'll be right back.